you want. The toll-free number is 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you this evening, it's Ian.
Michelle.
And Mark.
We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features on our site for free. Once again, head over to freetalklive.com. Unlike those other talk show hosts who want to charge you for their websites, we do it free, and you'll probably find there's more there for free than those other guys will charge you for. But see for yourself over at freetalklive.com. Of course, there is much to discuss this evening. Your calls are the primary element, should you make them. And in some national news here, the TSA has confiscated a pregnant woman's insulin and ice packs because they care about you.
They're dangerous.
Wow.
According to, 7 News, the DenverChannel.com, the Transportation Security Administration is actually apologizing, which is another rarity. The idea that you'll see the government ever apologize in any instance is pretty unheard of.
We're sorry that we could have caused you and your unborn child death.
Yeah, apparently they are sorry.
Oh, come on, Ian. It's not an unborn child.
One day after she said her insulin and ice packs were confiscated by screeners at the Denver International Airport, the Aurora woman was traveling alone to a baby shower in Phoenix when she was questioned by a TSA agent as she went through security around 4 o'clock on Thursday. He said, "Well, you're a risk." And I'm like, "Excuse me?" And he's like, "This is a risk. I can't tell you why again." Are you laughing because she said like?
Oh, God. Make it stop.
"This is a risk. I can't tell you why again, but this is at risk for explosives," the woman said. She asked 7 News not to use her name for fear of retaliation for speaking out.
That could never happen.
"I got a bottle of nail polish. I got hairspray bottles. I've got needles that are syringes, but yet I can't take through my actual insulin," she asked. The mother-to-be said she had brought her the appropriate doctor's note and the medication was labeled correctly, so she's perplexed as to why her insulin would be confiscated this time around.
I'm not. This organization is arbitrary. There is little, if any, accountability on its employees, and so they can do what they wish.
You're right, and in fact, one of the reasons why she's confused is because she says she's traveled around the world with her medical supplies, including her insulin and syringes, and has never once encountered any troubles before. So, yes.
Did I say arbitrary?
Arbitrary, yes. She said, "When I started asking for names of people, everybody scattered even more and left me crying at the TSA checkpoint," said the woman. She was able to get half a vial through security, apparently simply because the TSA agents didn't notice that one. "It was at the bottom of my lunchbox," she says, "because they didn't search it all the way through. They just took out everything on top." The woman has since made arrangements for additional insulin to be delivered to her while she's in Arizona. She says, "I've traveled like this for a ton of my life, and now I'm scared to death." The woman's husband said, "It makes me feel upset and felt somewhat helpless as well." The TSA, even though they
are... If some criminal was beating your wife up, you could jump to their rescue. If that criminal wears a badge and
helpless.
It just steals her insulin, what can you do?
The TSA, even though they are apologizing, questions the woman's story and believes there was some kind of misunderstanding. TSA spokesbureaucrat says, "We talked to all of our people and they didn't touch her insulin." So they're claiming that, it doesn't happen like she said it did. She's making this story up.
We've seen them do this in the past.
The spokesbureaucrat said ice packs are only allowed if they're completely frozen and the woman's were not. How are you supposed to get completely frozen ice packs to the airport during a summer?
It's a good question. I guess I would ask this question further. Then why did they take her insulin? I mean, if she could
They're claiming they didn't.
That's what she's claiming, right?
Yeah.
Like she couldn't. Why wouldn't she just take her insulin and then get some ice when she got on the plane? First off, you know, put it in a cool water bath from the highway robbery stand that comes after the shakedown
yeah.
where they take all your water and then they sell you water at $4 a bottle.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Why don't buy the $4 water, give it a little bath? I mean, why wouldn't she do this? If she's a person who's going to die, if she doesn't take this stuff, you would think that that's what she would do, unless she was told she can't have the insulin. If it's really about the ice packs, you'd think she would have taken the insulin, right?
Yeah. 1-855-450-FREE is the number here. That's 855-450-FREE. So, you know, they release, of course, a prepared statement here where, you know, they blather on about how, you know, safely and efficiently and respectfully they're screening nearly 2 million
passengers. We are keeping you safe. Yeah. There's nothing to see here, citizen. Please move along.
You're really working that whole
German
accent.
I am trying.
So there's the latest on the TSA for you. And, of course, for maybe for those who've never listened to the show before, you may be saying, well, if you don't like the TSA, then what do you propose? Well, freedom, of course.
If you don't like the TSA, get out of this country, boy. You ought to go to some banana republic where you find out what real tyranny is like.
Why are you being racist right now?
What's racist?
Well, racist isn't exactly the right word. I should put it in the quotes. But why do you put on that accent as though, you know, Southerners or hickish kind of people don't want freedom?
Why would German people want tyranny, too? It's just an accent, right? Often you get this... Often enough.
Can you just please say that you're wrong and can we move on?
No, I will not say I'm wrong. I'm using character voices. I could use any character voices. I could say, I could just switch to a New York accent. Just easy. What are you talking about? I can't switch to it. Why can't I switch to it?
Okay.
So. Hey, this is Tony Rizzo here. What if you don't like this country here? Why don't you just get the F out, huh? Huh? Hey. You stupid chooch.
There we go.
Am I a racist? An ethnocentricist?
Bigot? No, that's not really bigoted. It's just an accent. Just because you're doing an accent doesn't mean
it's character voice.
What can you do?
So the answer, of course, is freedom, where anybody who is running an airline should be the ones that are in charge of their own airline
security. Ought to be in charge, actually. Yeah. Like, they really need to be responsible. The difference with this is that the government, there's no remedy. Like this woman with her insulin, or if there have been TSA agents that have stolen a bunch of
right, it's not like they made good.
Like that.
They have done it.
They just issued some sort of a lame apology. They didn't make good to this woman.
Right.
They didn't buy her an airline ticket or offer to buy her next batch of insulin or
something
like that.
Bump her up to first class or something like that. If it were the airlines, then there would be
some sort of
remedy. Yeah.
If it was the airline that's happened to Michelle, you can believe she's riding first class.
Yeah, exactly right. So instead of putting the airline security in the hands of a violent monopoly, which is what the government is, you put it in the hands of the airlines themselves. You then have competition in the area of security. That competition leads to innovation, and it would likely mean that there would be different levels of security for different airlines, because one airline may decide that they don't want to be as locked down as another airline. And one airline might decide they wanted to allow weapons on board to allow passengers to defend themselves in the event of some sort of a hijacking scenario. But today we don't have that because, well, the government sets the rules and the government enforces them, and so therefore there's no choice. You do not have choice if you want to fly. You have to go through whatever arbitrary measures that they enforce upon you. And there was another story recently about their behavior detection officers, that they're going to be putting more of these officers in there. They're going to be eyeballing you and looking to see if you look nervous, according to them. And that, you know,
I'm always nervous when I'm about to be raped.
Well, I think rape is probably a little bit of an extreme term here, Michelle. I mean, I've thankfully never been raped, but I would imagine that rape is a little more serious.
It's worse than the pat-down than that I've... I'm sure that it's worse than the pat-down I've received from the TSA agents.
Yeah.
Sure it is. But the...
unwanted sexual touching? How about that?
Yes, but at what point, you know, does there have to be actual penetration? When I received my pat-down, the woman, back of her knuckle, actually, like, was up inside my...
spot.
Hoochoo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say that, you know, that certainly is coming close to what you're describing. But on the other hand, you did go into the TSA checkpoint and you knew what to expect, right?
Yep.
So they could say you were asking for it they wanted.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, who doesn't know? I suppose there are people that don't know what to expect when they're going into the TSA checkpoint. Not everybody's as clued in, perhaps, as we are to what goes on there. So 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. More coming up here, including a story about, I guess, a cartoonist who's under fire by the police, Mark?
Indeed.
We'll get to that here. And it's actually happening here in the United States, from what I understand.
Yep.
More coming up here, your thoughts as well about whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, WHEY.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 5th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,662.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,704.32, $852.16 for a half ounce, or $426.08 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,704.32, $852.16, and $426.08.
The Constitution and Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore and trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support for the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter ounce pure gold coin. For only $480 plus shipping and handling, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining me this evening is Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. We've got archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, don't worry about it. They're right there. You can click and download as many as you like, and you can go all the way back to late 2006. So plenty of archives all there for you, and it's all for free at freetalklive.com.
Okay, now let me ask, do you dread those long days and hot summer nights? Tell you what I've found. Nature Bee. It can help you digest your food better. It can help you, it takes care of getting all the vitamins, all the minerals that you need on a daily basis. And it makes you feel great. Gives you more energy. Here's Mike Buck to explain why.
Oh, yeah. You know, I love this. That's my role. We know in today's busy world, guys, the perfect diet's impossible. Too much fast food, not enough time to get that balanced meal. That's where Nature Bee comes in. You're going to get all the nutrients your bodies need to function in top working order. That's why we call it the health food store in the palm of your hand. 100% natural organic plant pollen in the capsules, 27 vitamins and aminos, that's all of them, 28 minerals, all the antioxidants, boosting that energy, purging the toxins out of your body, giving you better digestion, better looking hair, skin, and nails, and the stamina to do all the things you want to do and more.
So Nature Bee is all natural, all organic, and fresh and direct from us from clean, green New Zealand. But what's today's special deal, Mike?
How about 37 pennies a day to feel like $1 million? 6 months supply, just $99.95 plus delivery. You order right now, we give you 3 extra months for free, and that's how you do the math. Call toll-free to New Zealand. Let us prove the power of pollen to you. 1-866-834-8355. That's 1-866-834-8355. Or right now, online at NatureBee. That's NatureBee.com.
Once you try it, just like me, you won't want to be without your Nature Bee. I've been using Nature Bee for 18 months consistently. It's worked great for me, and I think it'll work great for you. Come on and get that 3 months by calling, that free 3 months, by calling 866-834-8355 or online at naturebee.com.
All right, so 855-450-FREE is the number here. You can bring up whatever you want. Let's go to John, listening in California. John, you're on Free Talk Live. John?
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, just Michelle, I was just talking about, talking to her, online about the Fullerton and police beatings and stuff, but...
I'm sorry,
that's,
what?
That's pretty real live out there on your coach as well, huh?
Did anybody else understand a word he just said?
I don't know. There was some wind, and I don't know. Could you restate what you said?
I'm sorry. I'm walking here with the Bluetooth here. I'm calling in, talking about the Fullerton.
The Fortune?
Police beating.
Kelly Thomas.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Right. This is the mentally handicapped homeless man that was beaten to death by the police.
Yep.
Correct. And that's pretty good on your end of the coach as well, huh?
What's that mean?
What is pretty good? I'm not sure I understand what you're talking about.
I mean, it's not just an isolated deal here. It's kind of making being talked about other places.
Yeah, this is national news.
It's going around. Sure.
Did you want to share your thoughts?
Well, it's just been pretty crappy. I think we're going to be looking at another... whole police station here being unraveled. There's been a lot of corruption that's been called in to some local radio stations and stuff, and it seems like a lot of past head police guys are now in the city council, and just the line of fire right now is really aimed at all the crap that's getting brushed under the carpet. And,
so you think there's going to be some sort of an accountability here?
Absolutely.
Well, what makes you think that? I mean, I understand that there are people that are pretty upset. I did see a protest happen out there where a couple hundred people came out.
Yeah, with signs and everything.
Yeah, and they protested at, like, a city council meeting. So we're going to let you go.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call. Sounds like you're having some trouble there with your phone. So 855-450-FREE is the number. That's 855-450-3733. I don't know. I guess I'm a little bit more of a pessimist.
I'm jaded at this point. I mean, I see police beatings caught on film on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in my line of work as a journalist that attempts to hold power to some kind of accountability, I see this kind of thing all the time. Clearly, this mentally, what term are we using? Retarded?
No, he wasn't mentally handicapped. He was schizophrenic.
Okay. This mentally ill young man, was beaten terribly, no doubt. But, I didn't even consider the Rodney King thing to be much. When those four cops, actually got sent to jail, it's not like there was any indictment on their the upper echelons of that police department.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those cops didn't act the way they acted autonomously. They did not do it on their own. They did it because there's a culture of acting that way within the Los Angeles Police Department or whatever police department it was. I couldn't even tell you. I think it was the LA PD.
Even if something comes of this, though, what comes of it is the question. It could go one of two ways. Either there could be cops and they could be let go.
A couple of privates or sergeants are executed, right?
Exactly, and made examples of. And people then become more thoughtful and more wary of cops and on guard more. It could also, I think, go the other way where more legislation is introduced, more this, more that. You know, I was out in Oakland or near Oakland when the Oakland fires broke out and then in L.A. during the Rodney King beating and everything. And the it doesn't seem like more transparency or more wariness of cops came out of that. But
right. What has gotten better after Rodney King?
Nothing's really gotten better. More legislation, more rules.
Right. Has LAPD or whichever department that was, you know, all of a sudden shaped up and is treating people with respect?
All Rodney King really was one of the first videos.
Right.
It was the initial video of cop violence. At this point, it seems like people might even be getting jaded to it. You know, it
meaning
happens
just
all the
seeing
time.
So much of it.
There's
just
so much of it out there.
Well, that's
know.
What the cops do. What can I do about it?
I think that it will compile at some point or another. But I don't trust I don't trust any kind of legislation to fix this. It's the government that is the problem here.
Right. People all around the country understand that the police are corrupt. They understand that they're out.
Not every department by any stretch, but I think that
I think they're corrupt cops in every department. Absolutely.
I think that
power attracts those who are easily corruptible and those who are searching for the power so they can, you know, they're already corrupt.
Power does. Well, power corrupts in general. I mean, that's sort of been proven
and it
by science.
Right. So
behavioral science.
So, yeah, I'm sorry. I guess I'm a little bit of a pessimist. I think it'd be great if there was some sort of big upheaval. Like, for instance, there was that story out of Florida that we talked about earlier this week where the police chief and the entire, I guess the whole department was shut down. And that's a pretty rare example of the police actually having something done to them. And the reason why was because they went after the mayor. So they went and they planted pot plants in the mayor's yard, apparently. Somebody did. And the police found out about it, and they went and they took pictures of it. And so maybe it was the police that planted the plants. I don't know what was going on there, but I guess the mayor got pretty upset about that. And then the city council decided to disband the entire police department.
Yay!
But what are the odds that's going to happen?
It's not like, you know, the sheriff took over. Don't worry.
We can work on Dublin.
But what are the odds that that's going to happen in this particular case? Not very good. But maybe someone will prove us wrong. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There's more coming up here. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Question. Can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's the point of the program. You can take control of these airwaves. Joining you tonight is Ian.
Michelle.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. We've got news updates, so you can get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com, get signed up for our emailed updates, or follow us via Twitter or Facebook. Whatever works best for you, go to news.freetalklive.com.
How does Cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me, Mark Edge? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water, it's an unconference where the event's what you want to make of it. There'll certainly be some speeches and a debate, but the boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and a whole bunch more to do. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November, but you probably should get that reserve that berth now. The ship has been in and out of yellow and blue status, the berths are going quick. It's cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today, cruise.freetalklive.com. You can still get rooms, but you need to do it quickly. It's cruise.freetalklive.com.
And we had a gentleman on the phone a little while ago who was talking about this murder, this beating death of a mentally...
He's not homeless, and he has schizophrenic.
Okay, yeah, mentally confused man in, where was that, at California?
Fullerton, California. That's in Southern California, yes.
Yeah, and the idea that he believed that because there's so much outrage, and there are a lot of people that are pretty upset about this. There have been protests, and I think that's all good, that there's so much outrage that something would be done.
Well, one would think.
Yeah, it would be nice if that were the case, but there are just so many cases where nothing is done. However, now and then you do see some of these government bureaucrats, these armed bureaucrats calling themselves the police, they are held accountable in some cases. And here's one example. This is from the Associated Press, where a federal jury has convicted five current or former police officers in deadly shootings on a New Orleans bridge after Hurricane Katrina. It's a high-profile victory for the Justice Department and its push to clean up the city's troubled police department. The case was a high-stakes test of the effort to rid the police department of corruption and brutality. Well, that's not going to work.
As if bringing some cops to justice 6 years later. A handful of police officers for an incident that is, really extreme in the sense that it doesn't, how many hurricanes, how many 100-year hurricanes are you going to have in your lifetime there? What did it teach the average cop that was corrupt? How is it cleaning up the corruption in New Orleans?
It's not, but it's something to point to. It's something.
It is something.
It doesn't happen that often. A total of 20 current or former New Orleans police officers were charged last year in a series of federal probes. Most of the cases center on actions during the aftermath of the August 29, 2005 storm, which plunged the flooded city into a state of lawlessness and desperation. Sergeants Robert Gizivius and Kenneth Bowen, Officer Anthony Villavasso, and former Officer Robert Falcon were convicted of civil rights violations in the shootings that killed two people and wounded four others on the Danziger Bridge less than a week after the storm. They face possible life prison sentences. Another man, Sergeant Arthur Kaufman, and four other men, and the other four men were convicted of engaging in a brazen cover-up that included a planted gun, fabricated witnesses, and falsified reports. The five men were all convicted on all 25 counts that they faced. This is serious, man. This gives you some example of exactly how far these cops will go to protect themselves, to make it look like it was the, it was those regular folks that did all the violence. It wasn't us. It was a man with a gun out there. And it turns out they planted the gun. Sean Clark, a defense attorney and former federal prosecutor who moved from New Orleans to Houston after Katrina, said the verdicts are critically important to the Justice Department's reform efforts. The U.S. attorney said verdicts like this send a message that public officials and especially law enforcement officers, that they'll be held accountable and that any abuse of power will have serious consequences. Certainly it's tough talk. I don't think there's any realistic example that this is going to continue, that this level of accountability will continue. Falcon was found guilty of fatally shooting Ronald Madison, a 40-year-old mentally disabled man. But the jury decided his killing didn't amount to murder. The other four bureaucrats were convicted in the death of 17-year-old James Brissett, and jurors didn't have to decide whether Brissett was murdered because they didn't hold any of the defendants individually responsible for causing his death. Kaufman, who was assigned to...
Why was it not considered murder? Is he, because he's mentally handicapped, not a full person?
There are two individuals here. One was the 40-year-old mentally disabled man, and the other, the 17-year-old James Brissett. So only one of the two was mentally disabled. We'll see if there's going to be a little bit more here about the shootings. And according to the AP, Kaufman, who was assigned to investigate the deadly encounter on the bridge, wasn't charged in the shootings. The New Orleans mayor, Mitch Landrieu, who invited the Justice Department to conduct the thorough review of the police department, said the verdicts provide significant closure to a dark chapter of our sister city's history, as though, again, it's all over now. We've caught the bad eggs. Problem solved. We've got a few of the bad eggs here, and that's it. Oh, there were only a few bad apples in the beginning, and now everything is A-okay. Now, five former officers pleaded guilty to participating in a cover-up of the bridge shootings and testified during the trial. Another former officer has a separate trial scheduled to start in September. Brissett's mother, this is the young man, Cheryl, said she was relieved by the verdict after a long, hard 6 years and would now try to move on, but she lamented what her son has lost. She says, for him, there will be no prom, no baby, no nothing. My child will never have nothing. Madison's relative said in a statement the family had waited 6 years to find out what really happened on that bridge. And I remember we talked about a bridge story. I don't know if you recall this.
Oh, yeah. We talked about this on a couple of occasions.
Yeah. Back when we were covering the Hurricane Katrina aftermath, there was news about a group of people that was attempting to cross a bridge to get away from
the city. And they mowed them down.
And the cops literally shot at them to keep them from crossing said bridge.
And, I'm sure at the time there were people listening to our show saying, oh, these guys, they're always hollering about police corruption. You can't even believe half the things they say. Well, here's the half you can believe.
Let's see here.
I don't know. In fact, in this, I look at the jury convicting these cops of all 25 counts, and I wonder how much of this is just how the way juries seem to act. It seems like juries just convict.
But was the trial in Metairie or in New Orleans proper?
I believe it was in New Orleans.
Because people from Louisiana are historically just skeptical of cops and government. Anyway.
I would be if I lived there.
Prosecutors,
I mean, it's one of the most corrupt cities in the United States historically.
Prosecutors said police had no justification for shooting unarmed, defenseless people trying to cross the bridge in search of food and help mere days after Katrina struck. Defense attorneys argued, however, the police were shot at on the bridge before they returned fire. Falcon, the only defendant to testify, said he was paralyzed with fear when he shot and killed Madison as he chased him and his brother Lance. Falcon didn't dispute that he shot an unarmed man in the back, but he testified that he had believed that Ronald Madison was armed and posed a threat. Apparently he posed a threat while he was running away.
Yes.
The back of an unarmed man seemed threatening to him.
Mm-hmm. Right. He was paralyzed with fear, so paralyzed that he just had to shoot that man in the back.
Yeah, I understand what it's like being in the heat of the moment. This has got to be tough stuff, no doubt. It's not a job I would want, but that doesn't change the fact that cops need to be held responsible personally for their actions. And if their actions are shooting an unarmed man in the back...
And the standard is different. You know, if I had someone break into my home, I imagine that I would be paralyzed with fear. And if, you know, I shot them as they were... You know, running away from me because maybe because I'm paralyzed with fear or whatever. It differs state to state whether or not that would be considered murder or justifiable homicide or whatever. You know, in Tennessee, I had a cop tell me if someone comes into your home, shoot them and then call the police and say, I'm in fear for my life. And as long as you say, I'm in fear for my life, you're justified in shooting someone and killing them on your property.
Usually that is the excuse that works for the police. I don't know how well it will work for you.
That's what the cop told me to say in the event that that happened. So, you know, in different states, obviously California, you break into someone's home, you can sue them if you break your leg while you're driving.
Yeah, I've heard
them.
Of that. Prosecutors, by the way, in this case, contended that one of the officers retrieved a gun from his own home weeks after the shootings and then turned it in as evidence, trying to pass it off as a gun belonging to one of the victims. And so,
no way.
Yeah, so there's some guilty verdicts here. Nobody guilty of murder, but at least it's something. Well, coming up, it's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers. From LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, joining you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Michelle.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website as well. Now, if you enjoy the show and you like the fact that we give you the features on the site for free, we would suggest that you become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there with any major credit card through PayPal, or you can use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. And we'll take $3 a month in from you, and we'll reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Now, since we're talking about the police, apparently somebody decided to make themselves a cartoon about the police. Mark, where did this happen, and what happened to the cartoonist?
Well, this is from KIRO 7 Eyewitness Investigative.
Seattle? Cairo?
I think that's what it is, but I'm not sure. It says Renton, Washington, so maybe it's out of Seattle. The Renton City prosecutor wants to send a cartoonist to jail for mocking the police department in a series of animated internet videos. The South Park-style animations parody, everything from officers having sex on duty to...
with each other?
I don't know. Certain personnel. All they have is a little 15-second video, which is funny, on this thing. I didn't go search them all and go through them, you know, that kind of thing. I figured, you know.
How dare he mock our betters? These are our police officers, and how dare the hubris of this man?
Having sex on duty to certain personnel getting promoted without necessary qualifications. While the city wants to criminalize the cartoons, First Amendment rights advocates say the move is an extreme abuse of power. Only Cairo Team 7 investigative reporter Chris Helsney holds a key document that really lays bare the city's intent. The document was quietly filed in King County Superior Court last week. It's a search warrant accusing an anonymous cartoon creator going by the name of Mr. Fiddlesticks of stalking the Renton Police Department.
Stalking.
Stalking. Internet stalking. It's virtual stalking to make fun of the police department. This is harassment.
Okay.
These people should not have to go on the internet and search for their videos and then see themselves mocked.
Hmm.
I mean, it's like, it's practically harassment.
Where are they getting stalking from?
They're getting it because they can. No one's going to hold them accountable. No one's going to get them for filing a false police report.
Mm-hmm.
No one's going to get them for frivolous lawsuits. And if they do charge the Renton Police Department with filing a frivolous lawsuit, the Renton taxpayers will have to pay for it, not the cops that did it.
Yeah.
So this is what's broken about the system. And let's see. Helsney talked with talked with three nationally respected legal experts who believe the use of cyber-stalking statute is likely stomping on the Constitution. The written police department and the local prosecutors, you got a judge to sign off as a way to uncover the name of whoever is behind these parodies.
So they don't even know who they're going after?
Well, how would
they? At this point?
Mr. Fiddlesticks.
Right.
Sounds like somebody's cat.
Mm-hmm.
These series of web-based short cartoons feature a mustachioed street cop and a short-haired female bureaucrat. The dry, at times, witty banter between the two touches on some embarrassing insider secrets, some of which seem to match up with the internal affairs investigations file on file with Written PD.
Hmm.
Cartoon character of officer, is there any reason why an anonymous video with no identifying information that ties it to the department or city is being taken more seriously than officers having sex on duty, arguing with outside agencies while in a drunken stupor off duty, sleeping while on duty, throwing someone off a bridge and having inappropriate relations with coworkers and committing adultery? Cartoon character of bureaucrat. The reason is that internal dirt is internal. The department will crucify certain people and take care of others.
Wait. So let me see if I'm following you here. So after they've initiated this, there's been another cartoon that's out?
Yeah. Mr. Fiddlesticks is publishing away.
Fiddlesticks is continuing to mock these people.
Mr. Fiddlesticks.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's a Mr. Maybe it's not.
Well,
if you were a Ms. Fiddlesticks, wouldn't you want to call yourself a Mr. Fiddlesticks to throw him off the case?
I'm not suggesting that the Mr. is a gender reference. I'm suggesting that it's the name
of the character.
Mr. Fiddlesticks has chosen for himself.
Mm-hmm. Or herself.
Or maybe Mr. Fiddlesticks was born Mr. Fiddlesticks. I don't know.
Right.
Wow.
I'm not even going to propose that.
So very, very astute of him to point out that the police are focusing on him, the cartoonist, rather than focusing on the real corruption.
Well, this is a relatively common complaint about police officers, is that while they're doing this, they should be focusing on that. And I think it's prescient. I think it makes sense. Cops giving out tickets and harassing college students for having joints, to me, is a lot, is not doing as much for public safety as, say, tracking down that murderer or that guy who stabbed somebody last week.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Go ahead.
Well, speaking of the cartoon, and we've been making fun of cops and their desire to eat donuts for a long time.
Yeah, there's a sticker
out there. And that's been
in
movies, you know? So how is this really any different? I'm curious.
We should we should track down all those people that made those movies. Arrest them for stalking.
Right. Or like the Reno, what was the...
Reno 911 or
what
was it?
Yeah, exactly. Or all the police movies, all the...
Police Academy?
Yes.
Well, this must be particularly incisive, right? Like, it sounds like this guy has some sort of a track on internal investigation information. Is that
That's
right?
What it they're suggesting that as a possibility, but I think that somebody might be able to get. Who knows? Like maybe they. I don't know. I'm not gonna make any guesses.
It sounds to me like that. Again, I'm just going on what I've heard thus far. It sounds like he may have some sort of an inside connection to.
Maybe
you're not gonna be able to just walk into a police department and ask. Well, let's. I'd like to take a look at all your internal affairs documents.
It isn't gonna go well for you.
I mean, I can't even get them to release a public a case. The guy that self-immolated here in Keene, New Hampshire. I've been trying to get the police investigation file on that. They won't let me have it. They're gonna take me to court because I've asked for it. So they're going to let a judge decide whether or not they should be able to release that information, which you'd think, duh, it should be public, right? This was a public thing that happened. You should be able to review the police's own files. But no, they're going to make it as difficult as possible. So it sounds like this guy has gotten some inside scoops from perhaps somebody connected to internal affairs.
It could be. A criminal court document uncovered by Team 7 investigators not only shows how badly the city of Renton wants to out the cartoonists, who goes by the name, of course, of Mr. Fiddlesticks, but states some of the fake character's lines discuss real-life incidents. What do you mean, like sex on duty, committing adultery, relationships with, inappropriate relationships with coworkers, throwing someone off a bridge?
Well, you see, this is really dangerous. This is more than just the police eating donuts, those kind of jokes.
Mm-hmm.
This is dangerous. From the police's perspective, it's dangerous. From our perspective, it's just revealing what we already know about the police. But from the police's perspective, they don't want people to see this information. They don't want you to know that there would be an officer on their squad or more than one who would force himself on a female subject. They don't want you to know that the cops are, you know, stealing drugs from people or cash from people or whatever. They don't want the specific information about corruption and violence on the part of the police officers themselves to come out because it ruins their aura of legitimacy.
Absolutely.
They can't act as though they're these angels with firearms and that they're completely
separate. The
great
Avengers.
Right, that they're separate from the rest of us and that their S doesn't stink. They can't act like that anymore.
This is the ongoing war against whistleblowers. I mean, if Mr. Fiddlesticks is in an internal, somehow involved in some way or another, he's just publicly blowing the whistle on this kind of behavior. And it's since basically Obama ran on a platform of transparency, and since he's been in office, convictions or prosecutions of whistleblowing has gone up like four times. It's incredible. So
it's interesting to me. I always like to see the irony in things. And here, on one hand, this person, Mr. Fiddlesticks, is wanted by the police for all this for the revealing of private information or so-called private information, internal affairs related in police force. But then just 2 days ago, a White House terrorism strategy memo was released, and all social networks are to be used in advancing the research on violent, what are they calling people like us?
Violent terrorists?
Extremists, yeah, radicalists and extremists. And so here on one hand, once again, the rules don't apply the same for the police or for the government agencies and agents than the rest of the people. And I don't understand, we mentioned the man that got murdered and people uprising about that. I just don't think that people in general even get it. I really don't. I mean, I get optimistic for a moment. But
when
then,
you say get it, what do you mean? Get what?
That there is this discrepancy in the government agents and the rest of us.
You don't think people know? They're not clued into that?
No.
They don't think that the police are better than them? That they're not... That there's not two different tiers, that there's them and there's us?
They must know it innately, but I don't know.
I don't think that people are even thinking about it, honestly. I really don't.
Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Is there more about Mr. Fiddlesticks?
The story does go on.
We'll continue with Mr. Fiddlesticks here in moments. Hour number two is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Juicy Juice, 100% juice, providing a full serving of fruit in every 4 ounces. Visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to nutrition, kids need both fruits and vegetables every day to stay healthy and grow. For the ideal mix, your kids should have at least 1.5 cups of any veggie or 100% veggie juice and 1 cup of any fruit or 100% fruit juice a day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
You know that cigarettes will kill you. You've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try? There is a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Oh, listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month. So you already start being richer, feeling healthier, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com.